inspiring superb health and vitality while they find their ideal weight. My diet style can be combined with an exercise program for astonishing results, but it can also be used effectively for those too ill or too overweight to exercise sufficiently. In spite of the more than 110 million consumers spend every day on diets and reducing programs, more than 40 billion per year, Americans are still the most obese people in history. To be considered obese, more than one-third of a person's body must be made up of fat. A whopping 34% of all Americans are obese, and the problem is getting worse, not better. Unfortunately, most weight loss plans don't work or offer only minor, usually temporary, benefits. There are plenty of rules and counting diets, diet drugs, high-protein programs, canned shakes, and other fads that might enable you to lose some weight for a period of time. The problem is that you can't stay on these programs forever. What's worse, many are dangerous. For example, high-protein diets and other diets rich in animal products and low in fruits and unrefined carbohydrates are likely to significantly increase a person's risk of colon cancer. Scientific studies show a clear and strong relationship between cancers of the digestive tract, bladder, and prostate with low fruit consumption. What good is a diet that lowers your weight but also dramatically increases your chance of developing cancer? Because of such serious drawbacks, more and more desperate people are turning to drugs and surgical procedures for weight loss. I've cared for more than 10,000 patients, most of whom first came to my office unhappy, sick and overweight, having tried every dietary craze without success. After following my health and weight loss formula, they shed the weight they always dreamed of losing and they kept it off. For the first time in their lives, these patients had a diet plan that didn't require them to be hungry all the time. Most patients who come to me say that they just can't lose weight no matter what they do. They're not alone. It's almost universally accepted that obese patients cannot achieve an ideal weight or even an acceptable weight through traditional weight loss programs. In one study of 60 overweight women who enrolled in a university diet and exercise program, none achieved their ideal weight. My diet plan and recipes are designed for the hardest cases and those who have failed to lose the desired weight on other plans. Following the dietary advice offered in this book, you will achieve remarkable results regardless of your previous experience. Weight loss averages 15 pounds the first month and 10 pounds each month thereafter. Some people lose as much as a pound a day. There's no hunger, and you can eat as much food as you desire, usually more food than you were eating before. It will work for everyone. My patient experience other benefits as well. Many of them once suffered from chronic diseases that required multiple medications. A substantial number of my patients have been able to discontinue their medications as they recover from angina, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, diabetes, asthma, fatigue, allergies, and arthritis, to name just a few. More than 90% of my diabetic patients who are on insulin at the time of their first visit get off all insulin within the first month. When I first saw Richard Gross, he had already had angioplasty and bypass surgery, and his doctors were recommending a second bypass operation because his chest pains had recurred and catheterizations showed two out of the three bypassed vessels were severely blocked. Because he had suffered brain damage from the first bypass, Richard did not want to undergo another operation. Needless to say, he was very motivated to try my non-invasive approach. He followed my recommendations to the letter, and within 2 months on the plan, his chest pains disappeared. His blood pressure normalized. His total cholesterol came down without drugs to 135, and he no longer required the six medications he had been taking for angina and hypertension. Now, 7 years later, he is still free of any signs of vascular insufficiency. I see numerous patients whose physicians had advised them to have angioplasty or bypass surgery, but who have decided to try my aggressive nutritional management first. Those who follow the formula described in this book invariably find that their health improves and their chest pains gradually disappear. Of hundreds of cardiac patients treated in this manner, all but a few have done exceptionally well, with chest pain resolving in almost every case. Only one went to repeat angioplasty because of a recurrence of chest symptoms, and I've had no patients die from cardiac arrest.